This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, June 21st, 2021. I'm Mark Boulanger. In 2019, after years of work, the international labour movement was successful in getting a global law against harassment and violence at work. The law is Convention 190 of the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the United Nations agency specialized on matters of work in the world. The law, C-190, must be ratified by individual countries before it can come into effect. That is why the ILO has started a campaign to win more ratifications. It recently released a video about the need for Convention 190 against harassment and violence at work.
Violence and harassment in the world of work deprives people of their dignity, represents a threat to equal opportunities, and is incompatible with decent work and the promotion of sustainable enterprises. Women are disproportionately impacted. Gender-based violence and harassment, including sexual harassment, has negative effects on the health, well-being, and engagement of workers. It also has a negative impact on workplace relations, reputation, and productivity. Gender-based violence and harassment have no place in today's world of work, yet they remain pervasive. Domestic violence also can affect employment, productivity, and the health and safety of workers. The ILO Violence and Harassment Convention, 2019, No. 190, and its accompanying recommendation, No. 206, recognize the right of everyone to a world of work free from violence and harassment, including gender-based violence and harassment. These new ILO standards set out a common framework for action in understanding, preventing, and redressing violence and harassment at work. Enterprises can take a number of steps commensurate with their degree of control to foster respectful, inclusive, and safe work environments at all levels, from the factory floor to high-level executive offices. Employers, both directly and through their employers' organizations, as well as workers' organizations, can help shaping public policies, call on governments to ratify and implement ILO Convention No. 190, and participate in social dialogue. Individual enterprises can influence societal norms and behaviors on gender-based violence and harassment through advertising and campaigning. Company policies and practices can go a long way when they demonstrate leadership commitment to a company culture of zero tolerance, adopt, implement, and monitor a clear workplace policy on violence and harassment, establish prevention programs with measurable objectives, promote occupational safety and health, and take into account violence and harassment and associated psychosocial risks in its management. Foster guidance, training, and awareness raising in accessible formats as appropriate. Implement monitoring and enforcement mechanisms at the workplace to ensure that policies and programs are also monitored and workers have access to effective reporting and dispute resolution mechanisms. Mitigate the impact of domestic violence in the world of work. Companies and organizations can make a difference by signing and implementing the Women's Empowerment Principles. In collaboration with workers and their representatives, they can, in addition to complying with national law, align corporate policies and practices with the ILO Violence and Harassment Convention 2019 No. 190 and related recommendation No. 206, and to the ILO Tripartite Declaration of Principles concerning multinational enterprises and social policy. The time for a world of work free from violence and harassment is now.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can listen to our features and daily newscasts at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.